is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
You are invited to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. You may submit things to it, stuff you find online that you think's interesting you'd like to share with other listeners. You submit it as show prep, and then others get to vote on whether they like or dislike it. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, it is 10 ways to forgive the person you want to kill. We'll get into that here, but first, Allie wanted to share with us a story about toilet paper. Apparently, it's been wiped out. That wasn't my joke. I think it's the headline of the article.
Yeah. This is from MSNBC.com. Budget SWAT spat wipes out toilet paper supplies in New Jersey's capital city. A budget battle in New Jersey's capital city has some extremely unpleasant fallout, including a toilet paper shortage at the police headquarters, fire stations, senior centers, and municipal offices. It's really serious right now, said Lauren Ira, spokeswoman for the city administrator
of
Trenton, said on Tuesday. Supplies have been dwindling down to almost nothing in the months since a spending fight broke out among the city council in November over $42,000 spending request for a year's supply of paper products, including toilet paper.
Wow.
I'm embarrassed, said Council President Kathy McBride. I'm a little disgusted, and I feel we're doing an injustice to the residents of the city and the employees. Does $42,000 sound like a lot? Sounds like an awful.
Now, what's the city again?
I don't know what the is that all the paper products for the
That's
whole year
said.
For one city?
Yeah, but which city is it?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton's a big place.
Yeah, yeah, and you're going to consider that this isn't just toilet paper; it's hand
paper
towels too. You know, it could be a variety of other things that I'm not entirely clear
but
on.
But surely they're spending too much. I mean, this is the government that we're talking about here.
This is the tragedy of the commons when you're dealing with public bathrooms, especially ones run by the government, is that you tend to see, you know, public bathrooms in general tend
More
to be
waste.
Less than pleasant places.
Right.
That's why they put in those hand. You know, those air hand things is because people take whole handfuls of paper towels, you know, dry
sure.
their hands on them briefly and then toss them in the garbage. But I find that I need two paper towels to get my hands dry. I mean, I'd like to be able to do it on one. I assume
I
have
agree.
Smaller ones because other people have smaller hands. My son Jack only needs one paper towel. He uses it poorly. I have to kind of show him how to properly use mm-hmm. a paper towel. But, you know, I need two.
Right. Well, you know, and imagine, I wonder if since this budget thing, this whole argument over the budget has broken out and they decided to cut the paper budget, if people have tried to prove a point by using extra paper so that, like, when they run out, they're like, hey, look what happens when you cut our budget. You can't do that again.
Could be.
I don't know.
You never know. It's like the kid holding their breath, essentially, and certainly this will happen in you know, circumstances where folks are trying to prove a point.
So there was some kind of disagreement over whether or not they should spend this amount of money, and that's why they kind of came to this impasse?
Right. I guess the city council voted to cut the budget for paper products. And now paper and toilet paper dispensers in the city senior centers, police department, fire department, museum, water filtration plant, and city hall aren't expected to last through the week. So imagine if you went to City Hall for a meeting and you had to go
Bring
to the bathroom. Yeah.
Well, I mean, having those hand dryers on the wall is about the same as not having paper towels at all a lot of times.
But it's not like they're bidet toilets.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's bad. I guess
wow.
I was stuck on hand towels.
And I'd like to say that I don't know about Trenton, New Jersey, but every government building I've ever been in has the worst toilet paper.
That single ply that you can practically see through, and
yeah.
it looks like it's made out of like a fine-grained
right.
sandpaper.
It barely exists, and you do have to pull a bunch of it off the roll to get
sure.
a decent wipe where you're not poking something through to get the, you know, not get less, you know, any more
news.
Graphic. I actually had better toilet paper in jail than they have in the courthouse.
Oh, yeah, I wonder about the prisoners of this place, if they're, I didn't mention them. So maybe
the county that's doing the prison there. Usually it's the prison or the jail, rather, is run by the counties.
But the cops do have usually holding cells at which there would be
true. It could affect
kind of
city holding cells.
And there's I can tell you that the prison I was at, there were different levels of toilet paper for sort of different ranks of individuals.
You get privileged toilet paper?
Not the inmates. At no point do they get the privileged toilet paper, different staffing areas have better toilet paper than others. And, of course, inmates work in those staffing areas, and those inmates will take that toilet paper, and then they will use it as a trading commodity out of the compound. And, you know, it was real.
That's hilarious. People trading sheets of toilet paper.
Not sheets, rolls.
Okay. Give you three sheets for that. Okay. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I've seen them go for as much as a pack of cigarettes, though. I mean, a roll of toilet paper. That's pretty serious.
I think what's really funny about this is that they're probably right now violating their own health codes in their own buildings.
Oh, yeah, but that's okay. They can waive their health codes for them.
I just think it's ironic, I guess.
Yeah, nobody's going to hold them to account.
Yeah, what do you do about this? I mean, this is one of those things where, the government's...
Once you put the government in charge of something, you put bureaucrats in charge of something, then they're going to use it as a hostage situation when they're doing negotiations. Look, we're the most important people around here, and we need this money. You cannot cut off one red cent from us, or you're bad and wrong, and we'll hold out. I mean, the only way you handle this is you fire everybody on the fire department and say, hey... We're gonna have private fire services here in Trenton, but you can't do it because you know there'll be all kinds of problems, unions, and all those things.
I don't even know that it's necessary. I think a lot of times the state will misallocate resources to the extent that employees of the state often do have to go out and buy their own equipment. Like I know teachers a lot of times complain about how they have to go buy their own chalk and how it's really bad, and I'm just. You know, when you look at the numbers for their budget, and you're like, how could they not account for chalk in this
huge
budget?
$14,000 per pupil is what they spend around here.
Yeah, so the teachers don't really have control of, the budget too much. They just kind of, a little bit, victims to their situation.
To some extent, that $14,000 number, the system has learned how to work itself, and it has come up with kids that have, quote-unquote, learning disabilities, that don't really have learning disabilities, that would have been considered normal 20 years ago. Those kids will get programs that cost significantly more and a lot more attention, and so they found out ways to force through the budget, and... the teachers, less money is being spent on the average student. Per average, it's $14,000, but the average student really isn't getting $14,000 spent on them.
This whole situation with the toilet paper and the paper products in Trenton is very similar to a lot of the kind of budget impasse drama that has happened over the last couple decades, although it's never been this, shall we say, personal. Usually when they come to one of these budget impasses and they can't agree on next year's budget, and they just can't pass it for whatever reason, someone's holding out, they'll then shut down the government and they'll make a big play of how, well, we're shutting down things like parks and we're shutting down other very important, we're going to have to lose the ambulance service next. I mean, they'll really kind of throw out there that, oh no, if we don't come to an agreement on the budget that
all these
necessary government services are going to go away, and please be so afraid of this happening because we want you to believe in us. We want you to believe that you need us. And now it's come down to the point where they're threatening people over not being able to use the bathroom in government buildings. And they're suggesting that, this is the important issue upon which the budget process is turning.
Well, that's why, as believers in liberty, we need to point out that private interests would never allow this to happen. They would never just, I can't imagine anywhere I've ever worked, and I've never worked for the government, just deciding that none of their customers can have toilet paper because things are just too tight. No, they're not going to do that to their customers.
It's true. There are some places where they do lock down the bathrooms, and they only allow customers into the bathrooms. So, like, for instance, in cities, you try to walk into a McDonald's. If you're in an urban district, in a lot of cases, they're going to say you can't use the bathroom unless you buy something, which isn't unreasonable because they don't want some, homeless person going in there, peeing all over the place and, grabbing all the paper towels or taking a shower or in a sink or whatever. So that makes sense.
It makes them feel like they have some level of control.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you are... there in the Trenton area, and you can give us a toilet paper sit rep. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,647.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,688.92, $844.46 for a half ounce, or $422.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,688.92, $844.46, and $422.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there. They are for free, including the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener, get details on how to be on the Shrine there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sound Wisdom at freetalklivesolar.com will create for you a solar backup system that can take off the grid some necessary items. And not only will you have them in an emergency, but they'll not be drawing power the rest of the time, too. So the system will begin to pay for itself immediately, unlike a backup system that you just need in emergencies. Certainly you need a backup system in emergencies, but be nice if it would be paying for itself, too. This system is also expandable to handle water, power, whatever, water, air, whatever kind of power you want to put on it. Of course, it comes with solar panels. Go find out more at freetalklivesolar.com. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
All right, so our toll-free number again here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Still to come here tonight, Mark, I know you wanted to update us on Afghanistan. I guess George Clooney's been arrested.
Yes, that's correct.
Apparently. Now, I mean, that's unusual to have a Hollywood star be arrested for something that's not like drug possession.
Civil disobedience, yeah.
Or beating on someone. What did he do?
Well, he was. Let me read the story here to you real quick. It's from the BBC. It's George Clooney's been arrested for civil disobedience during a demonstration outside of Sudan's embassy in Washington, D.C. today. The actor was taking part in a protest to warn of a humanitarian crisis in the volatile border area between Sudan and South Sudan. He was detained alongside his father, Nick. Both have been released after paying a bail of $100. George Clooney is a keen Sudan activist and has visited the area several times. Hmm. South Sudan celebrated its independence from Sudan in 2011, but
they succeeded.
Yes. Yeah. Relations have been between the two neighbors have worsened since then. The country is one of the poorest regions and has hardly any roads, railways, schools, or clinics as a result of two decades of conflict leading up to the independence of Sudan in July 2011.
I know what'll solve it. The U.S. military should invade, and then they can build them all new roads and build them all new hospitals and schools, just like they've done in Afghanistan. It's paradise there now.
Yeah, right. So
you haven't heard?
Not
I heard the other
the
night. On,
they want the United States out as badly as they possibly can. Apparently, all the free crap they get isn't worth all the dead bodies that they get.
Well, according to the guy on the Wall Street Journal show the other night, I heard him saying that apparently everything's great in Afghanistan. He couldn't understand why it was.
They probably have a lot more, a lot of buildings the United States has built for them. But don't forget, there's a lot of things that have been destroyed as a result of war, too. I've seen pictures of Kabul 20 years ago versus today, and, you know, it's not so pretty.
And there's a lot of temples and really, really old buildings that people consider to be sacred have been blown up there, too. So even if you build, like, a fancy new building in its place, to some people that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. And the Taliban was blowing up temples and sacred places, too.
Obviously,
prior to that.
I was being facetious, sure. But little good does a new school do if your children are dead? Or similarly, what good does a new building or hospital do if your mom was destroyed in a bomb blast in their home, or some crazed gunman comes in from the military and just starts shooting people in the streets.
Or some of the girls in your area have been raped or, whatever. They have all kinds of stories. When the United States, we over here hear about one of these things, and then it drifts out of the news and it's gone again.
Mm-hmm.
But over there, these are important stories to them. This, solidifies that whole great Satan story that they've got going. So, you can say whatever you want about all the good things the United States has done for Afghanistan, but the fact is, the Afghanis want you out, and the Iraqis wanted us out, and there's a reason they wanted us out.
Well, you better believe that those kind of stories were being told about, Americans having that kind of thing happen to them by any other soldiers from a foreign land. People would be freaking out here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it'd be a big deal. So anyway, speaking to the reporters following his release, Clooney said his key concern was for the fate of those in the region. Best estimate is tens of thousands of people are going to die from starvation, and it isn't famine. It's man-made tragedy by the government of Khartoum, who's to get these people to leave. If you're accomplishing anything, we hope it helps. We never know if we're accomplishing anything. The actor said the arrest was his first, but added, let's hope it's my last.
What was he doing at the time he was arrested?
He crossed a picket line, essentially, into the region of the Sudan's embassy. That's what happened.
So D.C. cops picked him up.
He had apparently had a meeting with Barack Obama the day before. Clooney's arrest comes a day after he met President Barack Obama at the White House to discuss the Sudan situation. Ahead of the rally, he said he thought the president was very engaged in the issue of Sudan. And apparently there were other luminaries on site, including Martin Luther King III, son of the civil rights leader, Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern, Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran.
Right. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. Of course, you can bring up what you want. I mean, that's it. That's interesting that somebody would put themselves on the line who has so much to lose and be arrested.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love it when people stand up for what they believe in. I tend to shy away from the foreign, things, because the United States isn't involved in the Sudan conflict. And the reason that I think that...
Not yet.
Not yet, and I hope that they don't get involved.
Is that what Clooney wants? Is he asking
for... It's not clear. Okay. That is, he's not asking in this article, but... You know, he's talking to the president about it. Mm-hmm. It has that sound as if the United States is going to fix that problem. And I don't tend to think that they will.
Of course not. Violence doesn't solve things.
But, there are times when self-defense can solve, and I don't mind having somebody come to my self-defense, but the United States doesn't have a great track record of going in and fixing problems and not causing more, is my experience. But the, at the same time, I don't think that the folks in Sudan, sure, they, some of them want help from whomever they can get it from and all that kind of thing, but I just don't think that the leaders, the people who are commanding the men with guns, really give a flying flip at a rolling donut what George Clooney has to say and whether or not he's willing to get arrested a half a world away over their stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah,
probably
he's
not
willing to go there, and I think it's great. I mean, I think he's bringing attention to it, but I don't know. I mean, the civil disobedience, often it can seem like it's not doing anything, and I feel like you can do the most good where you are about the issues that pertain to you. If I wanted to go to Costa Rica and fight for whatever indigenous people's rights or something like that, nobody's going to care about this, what they're going to perceive as a white guy coming in there and telling them how they should do things. You know?
He's probably doing it so people back home hear about it. And
yeah, I think that's important.
I think that protesting is sort of becoming trendy. I don't mean to make protesting sound like it's not valuable and everything, but I think a lot of people will sort of get in line with a protest because, you know, maybe they want to hang out with the people or see their friends. I'm not saying that's why George Clooney's doing it, but I think that there's maybe that's part of the zeitgeist, you know, that people are protesting more. It seems, you know,
maybe.
Occupy.
Are they? I guess yeah. Occupy, yeah, that would be a factor there. And, Mark, you had made a point, I think it was during one of the breaks when we were kind of talking about this, about how some people would say to, say, me, for instance, or some of the activists around here in Keene, that you aren't focusing on the right issues, you need to be focusing on international issues like the Sudan or...
Terrible things are happening in the Sudan.
Whatever. And to suggest that this is the right issue, but you're saying it's not. What is the right thing to focus on? It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything. And we're live 7 nights per week. Once again, head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You'll find a variety of features. Archives are included, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com.
If you've ever had to deal with the judicial system and then just decided to take the easy way out because, well, attorneys cost too much, you should check out jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com is, of course, for people who don't have lawyers, and for people who do have lawyers, you need to keep an eye on what they're doing. This is what you should have learned in, like a civics class in high school. But, you know, they don't teach you this stuff. They don't teach you actually how to use the court, how to learn their rules, how to make motions, on what grounds you may object, these actual practical, real-world ways to use the court system. More people use the court system, I think we would probably, be slowing the growth of government in some way, shape, or form. That's my opinion. You can find the course at jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you. The course is so easy that the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters and state or federal course. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. You can go use their free tools there at jurisdictionary.com and buy the course. When you buy the course, remember when you check out, use the pull-down menu and let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about sort of foreign issues, the question of George Clooney being arrested. What was he protesting exactly? He was out in front of the Sudan embassy.
The killing of people in the sort of northern South Sudan and, south North Sudan.
Right. And I suppose he was trying to get, was it the North Sudan embassy or do they share an embassy? Was it made clear?
The Sudanese. I don't imagine the South Sudanese I don't imagine they share anything, and I don't think they can afford their own embassy.
Yeah, okay, they're too new of a country, having just seceded from.
They have not imagined to bilk enough wealth out of their citizenry. By the way, I was when I was in New York City, and I can't remember which country it was, but it was. It's been 10 years since this happened, but I saw one of those giant 7 Series BMWs, very expensive car, decked out in the most expensive way, and it was one of these. I think it was Uganda or whatever it was, some war torn, pathetic, poverty stricken African country where they're the people in their embassy are riding around in style with little flags on their BMW car, and I mean I can just imagine how much money was misdirected from the poor people.
How many mouths could they have fed?
Right, but we gotta have this nice car.
Sure, well there's bulletproof glass in that car. I mean we gotta have only the best for our dignitaries.
Indeed.
Go back to the question of, well, what is the right thing to focus on? Because some people are going to look at George Clooney and they're going to say, well, this doesn't matter. I mean, ultimately, George Clooney, what are you going to do? Are you protesting that there's conflict over there? Do you want the government to get involved, in which case things are going to get worse? Some people look at him and say, you're not really having any effect. Why did you get arrested? This was a waste of your time and effort. But others would say this is very important, that the international matters are critical, that these people are being, they're being hurt and there's conflict and that, attention needs to be drawn to it. And if George Clooney can draw more attention to it, then that's great. I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. I think that whatever it is that your cause is, whatever it is that attracts you, whatever it is that's, that you think is important, is what you should spend your time on. For me, I think it's more important to spend time locally. I want to do things to change where I am, because there are plenty of problems here. And I get it that there are problems around the world. There's no shortage of problems and challenges that the human race faces.
And there are different sorts of challenges around every issue. When George Clooney, does this sort of thing, he's George Clooney for one, so he's going to bring a great deal of attention to a particular issue. Mm-hmm. If I, on the other hand, get involved in the Sudan issue, and by the way, they didn't invite us to go to this, but if I got involved, I don't think a lot of people would really care. And if somebody,
not outside of our audience,
yeah, and if somebody who's just average schmo gets involved, it's not like they're going to have any effect at all. And
right. Who are the other 10 people that were arrested or whatever? I mean, I don't know how many people were arrested.
I don't know how many people were arrested either, but I think that George Clooney kind of went up and got arrested on his own from what I could see. But there's a crowd there. But wherever George Clooney goes and publicizes he will be, there will be a crowd. I mean, he's got it like that. If I go and I say, if I say on the air I'm going to be protesting at the South Sudanese or the Sudanese embassy, on a particular day, I don't imagine I'm going to draw too darn many people in New York City. Just a guess.
I'd go.
Thanks. I'd have to give you a ride, though.
Well, I assume you're paying me to come. Right.
Buy you lunch on the way.
Let's talk to Matthew on the line, listening in Hartford, Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ellie and Mark, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a question. I was going to ask, have any of you heard whether George Clooney has come out in protest of the war crimes of Barack Obama?
I haven't heard anything about that, and given that he was meeting with him the other day at the White House, I would say, there's a good chance that he likes Barack Obama, and I don't know if that means that he is trying to privately counsel him and say, hey, you've done wrong, but it seems unlikely. I mean, would you want to meet with Barack Obama knowing that he's a war criminal?
I wouldn't, and I'm curious why the first person that he'd be interested in, catching these evildoers with is another war criminal that's funded on, that in an institution that's funded by violence, I'm wondering exactly why that's who we'd go to first.
Well, I think it's, to me, it seems pretty clear. I think most people have a blind spot for the U.S. Federal government. They believe that the government is good and that, yeah, okay, they'll make a mistake from time to time. Like, there's that guy that shot all those innocent people recently. But, yeah, there's these mistakes here and there. But overall, as was said on the radio, I heard the other day on this Wall Street Journal talk show, this guy says, we're the good guys. You know, even though there have been millions of people that have died at the hands of governments around the world, and our, you know, the government here is no exception, that we're the good guys is the idea. And who doesn't want to believe that? Who doesn't want to believe that they're on the right team? And right. Especially if you voted for this person, then you have even a larger blind spot.
Well, another thing to consider in this is, The enemy of my enemy is my friend is often been said, but take a look how that worked out in World War II. You know, the United States supported Russia in the largest conflict the world had ever seen. And what did it create? It created a dictator that killed more people than the dictator that they stopped. And then, you know, the Cold War that went on for another 50 years or at least 40 years after that. I mean, you know, these things have consequences. Supporting violent people has consequences.
Right. Do you mind if I put my tinfoil hat on for a second and just make a kind of strange suggestion here? Is there, Clooney is a professional actor. Is there any chance this could be something that is scripted for him, and his role is to kind of be a leader in this, you know, thing, whatever he's doing, you know, coming on the news channels, you know, doing that. Could he be performing? I mean, I'm actually serious. I mean,
it's an interesting theory, and it's an interesting theory. It's obviously pure speculation on your part, but
it is. Yep.
You know.
I mean, I feel like...
Could he be? Sure, he could be.
I feel like when you get really famous, like George Clooney and a lot of these other celebrities that have gotten involved in different things, they always choose, like, some really poor, like, polar opposite of how their life is. Part of, you know, because they're very wealthy, they go to, like, some really poor nation, and then they publicize, like, look how much I care about all these people that are so much less fortunate. And it's sort of, I think they do it for the self-promotional aspects.
I don't think it hurts either.
Brad Pitt did the
NOLA thing during the hurricane, and it's hard to say that this isn't a good thing, but I just wonder, how do they feel over there about us telling them how they should act?
Matthew, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am a genius. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the open in the world.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number here, 855-453. You take control of the airways if you like and dial in and bring up anything. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. You, if you like the show and you like the website, you like the fact the website's free, and you can afford $3 a month, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. For the cost of a cup of coffee or a hamburger, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So we take that $3 a month in, pool it together with other people's money, and we invest it into the show, advertising Free Talk Live to more radio stations and getting more internet listeners on board as well. So bringing new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you, I think you'll get your money's worth. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So what are the right issues for activists to focus on? George Clooney, focusing internationally. I focus locally. And I don't think there are any right or wrong issues. But some people really have strong feelings about where other people should put their activism efforts. And it's very upsetting to them when not everyone else goes along with their plan. Yep. And this is an issue that people have. And they need to get over it. Because the world isn't going to change to your whim. Maybe you can persuade people to join your cause. If you're persuasive enough, for sure you will. So make sure your cause is a good cause, and make sure you're persuasive about getting people on board with it. But don't stamp your feet and pound your fists if someone says to you, you know, that's not important to me. I'd rather focus somewhere else. I'd rather focus on some different issue. I'd rather focus internationally in another place, or would rather focus locally on something that is more important to me. Because pounding your fist isn't going to get you anywhere. It's just going to make you look like a petulant, spoiled child.
Right. It especially frustrates me when people say things like, if this organization got half the money that this other more popular organization got, you know, the world would be such a better place. And I think that that's not respecting people's individual choices that they make. They're very personal decisions, what organizations you support and how you spend your money and all that. So, yeah, people do stamp their feet when you don't support their thing that they're into.
I support you being able to do whatever you want. Doesn't mean I'm going to put my money into it. Like somebody asked me recently if I wanted to, you know, put some money into something that was going on outside of New Hampshire. And I said, yeah, not really. I only have so many dollars that I can spend, and I'd rather spend them on, I'd rather spend them on activism that's going on here. I'd rather promote more freedom in the Shire. That's why I moved here. Not so I could support something going on in, for instance, in Arizona. 1-855-450-FREE.
They may be great projects, yeah. And, you know, all that's great. But at the same time, what are you going to... You only have so much time. You only have so much money. You got to focus on where your passion is. If you're not focusing where your passion is and you're focusing where somebody else's passion is, it's not going to work out. You're not going to do very well. And you really just... You know, binding yourself to this other person. I mean, really? Your ideas are so much better than mine? Get out and do them, then.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here as we go to Ricky in South Carolina. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've got a great show going. Appreciate
Thanks.
Everything y'all do.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Real quick question for you. What is your opinion on just the upcoming presidential race with Obama's strategy with the whole Republican race of, you know, all that good stuff coming up here in the next few months? And it's about to get nasty. What's your opinion on the whole everything going on with the presidential race?
I think that we're probably going to be left with between the choices of two colostomy bags.
Yeah,
I think Obama will probably be reelected, and I don't know. I don't want to say I don't want to be like all gloom and doom or anything. I don't know. I'm sort of starting to realize how the system works, and it's not that I think that people want Obama to continue to be the president for the next 4 years. I think the system is rigged.
I think that if Ron Paul got the Republican nomination, he's the only Republican that could beat Obama. But he can get the Republican nomination through the popular vote. So if he runs third party or some other powerful candidate like Gary Johnson runs third party, likely, they'll draw away the Libertarians from the Republican Party, causing the Republicans and the Libertarian types to lose.
I don't know what makes you think that Libertarians are more likely to be Republican. I don't think that's true. If you look at Ron Paul, he attracts attention from all over the place.
He does.
So I don't know if that's true at all.
It just seems
it plays into this myth that I think there's some evidence for in that conservative lights have sort of taken over the Libertarian Party. But there's plenty of former Libertarians out there like myself who, you know, would love to see someone like Ron Paul run as a Libertarian, or
sure,
Dr. Mary Ruard, or whoever,
yeah,
that would get behind a principled liberty-oriented campaign, who never would have voted for a Republican.
Right. Never would have? Because you were in the Rush Club when you were younger.
I wasn't. I didn't know anything then.
In high school, I was liberal all the way. I was, like, behind Obama and all that. And, like, since then, I'm like, oh, Ron Paul's ideas actually are more in line with how I actually feel.
I'm not saying that that's not the case. I just think that when it comes down to it, people tend to fall in line with their party, that they tend to vote for whoever it is, that a certain amount of people that are supporting Ron Paul now would go ahead and vote for the Republican, that a certain amount of the people that are supporting Ron Paul now would abdicate from the Democrat and the Republican side, but I think that it would hurt the Republicans more.
Okay.
I have one last question on that.
Hold on. I'll give you an answer before you do that, Ricky. As far as the presidential election is concerned, I would say that it's going to be the same thing as it was in, 2008. If Ron Paul isn't the nominee, then it's whoever wins, we lose.
Well, I'm prior military. I was in 8 years, and I have, read a lot of Ron Paul's information. I have a lot of Ron Paul supporter friends. And it seems like they're very excited. They're very excited about the movement and the excitement behind it. But it just seems like the numbers never follow the quote-unquote excitement. I'd like all three of y'all's answers on this. But
that's a great point. If you look at the photos of, like, the Ron Paul campaign meetups where they have thousands of people filling huge halls, and then they compare it to the, the Santorum or the Romney, and there's, like, hardly anybody there, just a 100 people or something like that. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, where does all this support where does it go? Is it just like the 5,000 people that fill that hall are his only supporters, and they're just also rabid?
His supporters are extraordinarily passionate. I've heard before, and I think it's a great analogy. Jim Babka from Downsize DC said it, is that his support is, you know, it's an inch wide and a mile deep, whereas the other candidates are a mile wide and an inch deep. Mm-hmm. The media plays Ron Paul as though he does not have a chance, and the fact is a lot of people consider themselves informed if they watch the media.
A lot of people are voting for Ron Paul, and the Republican Party does not like it, and sure, the system is rigged.
I've heard multiple supporters just say, I won't vote at all. And I've analyzed his military, you know, strategic philosophy. And honestly, if we went with his philosophy as far as overseas spending, we would actually be a stronger nation, if you think about it. And we would be more powerful, quote unquote. I know y'all aren't necessarily into more power and this and that. But
I would agree.
A ton of money. We would save a ton of money. Our borders would be stronger. But the Republican establishment has done a great job as far as demonizing an entire overall overseas philosophy, and I think it's just killed the entire traction. And my last question would be, do y'all think in the next 5, 10, 15 years that movement, that more libertarian movement, will get traction without obviously just being thrown to the sidelines like everybody's crazy?
It has to go somewhere. So you saw in 2008 that the power that it was building. In 2012, you've seen a tremendous movement. I don't know. Maybe in 2016, Rand Paul will win. You'll get some. Basically a pretty good conservative type, which is what Rand appears to be compared to his father, who seems to be pushing the far more libertarian, hardline libertarian message. Maybe Rand's undercover. I don't know. I mean, I would probably vote for him over. I certainly would vote for him over the other four people that are running now. But besides Rand Paul. But, and if that's the case, then you'll see, unless somebody's principled, if they're not principled, it's going to, I think everything will peter out.
Right. I don't trust Rand Paul the way I would, I don't know, it's still crazy to say. Yeah, he's not as consistent, and he's too Republican-y, I guess, if you have to say that. He panders way too much to the Republican Party.
A lot of good votes. I mean, he's had a lot of good votes.
He's done better since he's been elected than what he spoke about before he was elected.
One of the things I like about Ron is that he'll say what I want said.
Right, and I tend to think that there's not going to be any kind of traction in 2016. I'd love to, on a national level, I'd love to be proven wrong about that, but I think that anybody that's focusing their efforts nationally is wasting them for the most part. Ron Paul's a message campaign, and that is succeeding. Ron Paul is getting the message out about liberty, and like we said before, in a lot of cases, once people find the ideas of liberty, it's hard to go back to statism. So they'll spread, people will tell their friends will get on board, and hopefully a bunch of them will join the Free State Project when they realize there's no hope at the national level. Come here to New Hampshire and get active here so we can actually make a difference.
Yes.
Ricky, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next. 855-453. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.